Hi, I'm Tony, and I'm a member of Out in the City, a support and social group for the LGBT communities who are over 50 years of age. We meet in Manchester every Wednesday. On Thursdays, we enjoy trips out to places of interest, like Gorton Monastery. I ask members of the group about life when they were younger and how things have changed over the years. Could you tell me about it, your story, what life was like in the past, and what life is currently like for you?
Well, it's like night and day, basically. I would say for the first 63 years of my life, I was living in winter. I went to boarding school for 9 years, was bullied, and I felt as though I was in a square peg in a round hole. And I think the first time I was aware that I was different was age of 12. And I came out as a gay man in November 2011. So that's 50 years, hiding my true identity, with a consequence to my health, psychologically, mentally, and spiritually, and so on, having two nervous breakdowns, suffering from depression. And it was my ex-wife who actually helped me come out, having known from the beginning of our marriage that I was different. And she challenged me on several occasions, and I denied it vehemently because I was terrified of other people's reactions. Particularly, there was one close member of my family who once said to me that if he had his way, he would have lined those queers up against a wall and shot the lot of them. And he had guns in the house. Anyway, in November 2011, I came out as a gay man and realized that, in fact, I could be free to be myself. And I basically say that my life is like a football match. In the first half, I was on the sub bench and terrified of playing on the field. At halftime, I came out as a gay man, and I'm now centre forward scoring goals. And in terms of seasons, as I've said before, for up to the age of 63, it felt as though I was in winter. And it's now permanent spring. I don't care what the season is outside, it's permanent spring inside me.
That was Bill. And next I spoke to Helen.
When I was 14, I knew absolutely who I was. I knew I was gay. I knew I was I'm a trans woman, and I knew I was a woman. And the first thing I did was, at 14, I was absolutely sure. I told my parents and said, this is who I am. And their reaction was to say, well, you'll grow out of this, you'll grow out of it. Don't worry about it. You know, your brothers and sisters, you'll grow out of it. So after a few months, I didn't grow out of it. And I went back and I said to my parents, look, I haven't grown out of it. And the reaction was, if you keep saying these things, then we'll take you to the doctors, and then you'd probably end up in, they used to call them a psychiatric hospital. They just said, you'll end up in a mental hospital. And if you're in the mental hospital, you'll get electric shock treatment. Now, is that what you want? So what I had to do was I had to live my life as as a non-sex person. I used to have my hair long. I used to have my nails long. I've always dressed in a unisex way. And because I ended up teaching healthcare workers in a college, I was with women all the time, and my colleagues were women, and my boss was a woman, and my students were women. I managed to hold it together. But I didn't really hold it together because I kept having really bad periods where I had kind of breakdowns, because being who I was and not being able to say who I was very difficult. But now I can say I've gone through the transition. I can say this is who I am, and I'm proud to be out. I'm really proud to be out and say this is who I am. I am a gay woman, and life is much easier. I still get abuse. I've always had abuse. Unfortunately, when I was young, I had a younger brother who was twice my size, and he always looked after me. So I always had somebody to look after me. But at the point where I decided I couldn't live this lie anymore, I decided that I was going to be me, and it didn't matter what the consequences were. So I still get abused, but now I can hold my own and say, this is who I am. If you don't like it, f*** off.
Hello, Susan. Would you like to tell me your story?
I'm a lesbian. I've only just come out 2 years ago. I'm 65. I fancied another woman 2 years ago. Before that, I thought I was straight. And I was quite distressed when I realised that I fancied another woman. So I went to the GP, and she referred me, or said to make a self-referral, to the LGBT Foundation in Manchester. So I eventually, after about 6 months, got some counselling there, about 14 sessions. I was in a relationship with my ex-husband, and I managed through the counselling to come out and to sort of end the relationship with him and tell him that I felt I was a lesbian. And I've only just now, at the age of 65, because that was about 2 years ago, moved back into my own house with my daughter. She's also a lesbian, and it's all been a bit of a shock. I've never been in a relationship with a woman, but I realise that I am attracted to women, and this has all happened to me in the last 3 years.
Thank you, Sue. Now, over to Lynn. Would you like to tell me how things have changed? Have they improved? Have they got worse? What is the situation for people who are transgender in Manchester?
Manchester is a good place for trans people. In general, people are supportive, and the majority quite simply don't care if you're trans. It's been steadily improving over the last 5-6 years since I first came out. We've got a lot of stupid stuff going on at the moment with regard to this revision to the Gender Recognition Act, but to be quite honest, I expect that to die down once the consultation's over and government's decided what, if anything, they're going to do. In general, I don't pass too well, so people get... But I don't, in general, have the problems. Things go on quite well. But certainly the support of the LGBT community in Manchester makes things an awful lot easier for trans people. There's a very strong, we're all in this together.
Yeah, yes. And finally, I spoke to Ken. Hello, Ken. Would you like to tell me your story?
Well, the swinging 60s was wonderful in Manchester's gay village. It's not like it is today, of course. But of course, going back to the swinging 60s, when you went down Canal Street, it was a bit dark and dingy, and you were glad to get in one of these bars, especially the Rembrandt, which was a wonderful place with lovely seating and, of course, lovely men. And when you get in, everybody looked after each other in those days, you know, which was lovely, really. And we also had a lovely time on a Saturday evening. And then it got about 11 o'clock, and we go to the upstairs bar, and then we say, oh, we're all off to Napoleon's. Well, it was wonderful. How many times have I been hustled in Napoleon's? It was wonderful. And those were really wonderful days, Tony.
It's been very interesting listening to different views about how the past links to the present. I'm Tony, and you are listening to Sonder Radio.